Hello, Camille.
Good evening, Mr. Ferguson.
Hello, Paul.
Oh, I like that blue dress. I only hope these will match.
Flowers again? Oh, Paul, you shouldn't.
Why not? They grow only for people like you.
That's a very pretty speech, Mr. Ferguson.
My.
White orchids. Why, Paul, I haven't had white orchids since... Not since my debut.
I'm glad you like them, dear. Where's Carol?
In bed. Of course, she wanted to stay up and see you.
Ah, good for Carol. Come on, dear. This is an important occasion tonight. Mario has a very special, special dinner waiting for us. Wish me luck, Camille.
I sure does, Mr. Ferguson.
They say that the honeymoon's over and married life begins with your first breakfast in your own house.
It's such a beautiful house. Alan enjoyed so much planning it for you.
Toast, Mrs. Ferguson?
Yes, thank you.
Just wait till you see that terrace in the spring. There are bulbs scattered all through the grass.
I know. I remember Alan saying they'd bloom next year.
With those long windows open, it'd be like eating our breakfast out of doors.
Yes. Alan planned that too. Listen.
What?
I thought I heard someone. Someone whistling.
No, I don't hear anything.
No. I guess it was my imagination.
Or someone passing on the road. That hedge makes us very private.
Alan always said that the planting was part of the house.
Hilda.
What? What did you say, Paul?
What? I didn't say anything, dear.
Oh, I thought... That white birch by the library bay was on the plan the first time you showed it to me.
Because you like white birches.
Yes, because I...
Darling, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing, Paul, I am. Sugar?
Oh, don't you remember me? I'm Paul, the man who hates sugar in his coffee.
Oh, yes, of course. Whatever am I thinking of?
You were thinking of me. Two lumps in and one on the side.
But you put the side one in.
Hilda, what is it? Aren't you feeling well?
Yes, I'm all right, Paul.
Remember that last breakfast? We had such fun being in love.
Yes, such fun.
Darling, there is something wrong.
No, I...
Good morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, darling.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Missy.
That's a funny name.
Oh, well, you're a funny girl.
She just cut her first tooth.
We were so proud of her, remember?
Hilda.
Remember Hilda in the hospital? Her first cry? And I said...
Alan, I mean, Paul, excuse me.
Hilda, where are you going? Hilda!
Oh. Is he taking my place? With Carol? With you?
No, Alan. Nobody could take your place.
She's part of us. She grew from our love.
Hilda, what is it? What's troubling you?
Please, just leave me alone, Paul.
No. If there's anything wrong, I want to know what it is. Perhaps we shouldn't have come to this house. Perhaps it's tied up with the past, things that you must forget.
Can you forget, darling? Our years?
We'll go
our
away.
Memories.
No, I can't.
We'll go away for a while, Hilda. And when we come back, I'll get you a new house.
I feel at home here, Paul.
No, we'll have a new house for a new life. Suppose in the meantime we run down to Bermuda.
Riding in a funny carriage, swimming in the moonlight.
No. No, Paul, not Bermuda. Let's go to Sun Valley, you see. See, I've never been there.
Well, whatever you like, dearest. Of course, we'll have to be back by Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes, by Christmas.
I wouldn't miss the holidays with our little girl.